You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And then one of my favorite stories today, which I find very interesting because I am a huge fan of the 50-50 raffle. You guys know when you go to the Chiefs games or the Royals games, you do the 50-50 raffle.
Yeah.
You can win like $30,000 and then $30,000 goes to the Royals charities or to the Chiefs charities. One 50-50 raffle fight is heading to a state Supreme Court. And I think this is very unfair, by the way. Matt and Annette Flynn went to a Brewers game and bought tickets for the 50-50 raffle. They won.
Oh, nice.
The problem, they do it differently with the Brewers than we do here at the Royals game. You know, it's usually like the seventh inning, isn't it? Sixth or seventh inning, they post the winning numbers.
That's a good question. Let me look.
At the Brewers game, here's the problem. The couple says from where they were seated, they could not see the scoreboard, and they missed the calling of the winning number when it was drawn. By the time they checked the number on their phone and then ran through the concourse to claim their prize, the team announced they were too late. They, quote, won $0. Here's where this gets interesting. There's surveillance video everywhere. It shows Annette running through the concourse like a crazy woman to claim the prize. First, she ran into an usher who said, no, go to the main level instead of the lodge level where she was supposed to go. So she turned around, walked up 57 steps to the second floor, out of breath completely.
She went back and counted the steps.
I get to the table upstairs and two gentlemen are there. I said, here's my phone. Here's my ticket. And some guy named Bob, who's an usher downstairs, sent me up here. They looked at her and said, oh, yeah, you weren't here on time. We called another number. Under the rules in place at the time, winners had just six outs to reach a specific location in the ballpark.
No way.
To claim the prize. She missed the deadline, you guys, by 1 minute. And I'm here to tell you right now, what are they thinking in Milwaukee? And here's why.
And with the outs if you being put, the time
oh,
parameter.
Yeah. If you put three outs on this with like the pitch clock and everything now, uh-huh. You are literally asking your fans to dead sprint like a maniac. Try to figure out within any of these sprawling baseball complexes where you're supposed to go. Even the usher told her incorrectly. So they are now suing. She missed the deadline by about 1 minute. The Brewers Community Foundation timeline shows it waited 15 seconds after the final out before posting another winning number. So the Flynns have filed suit in small claims court challenging the Brewers' timeline. The state appeals court ruled that the timing of Annette's arrival was irrelevant because the raffle rules state the foundation has sole discretion in awarding the prize. The Flynns said the Brewers have offered to settle the case, but the offer included a gag order that they object to. They are now taking their case to the state Supreme Court. And I do think this is worth noting. The Brewers Community Foundation has since changed the raffle rules, giving winners, wait for it, 30 days to claim the prize. It's exactly what we do here.
So Kaufman gives you 7 days to claim the prize after the drawing. So it's called in the eighth inning. They read off the number. Yeah. You have seven calendar days from that moment to either call in to the Royals office or go to a game and go to the office.
You know
and
why,
say,
Sam?
I won.
How many times do you see the 50-50 raffle advertised on social, advertised on television? I'm watching like LeFevre call the game and it'll say, reminder, 50-50 raffle. There are people all over this town and beyond who purchased their chance to win the 50-50 raffle from the comfort of their own couch at home.
And do they say must be present to
win? No, it would be silly to say in a packed stadium with all of that going on, you could be in the bathroom.
Right.
You could be standing in line for an overpriced beer.
Six outs is wild.
Six outs. And they are taking this to the state Supreme Court, and I think they will win. I didn't see anywhere where the amount of money is noted in this one, but with the Royals, that thing starts growing and it grows and it grows and it grows.
Well, not to mention, I think in this particular case, she's going to have a really strong case regarding the fact that she did go to someone while it
tried.
Was the wrong person. She probably did reach that someone prior to
she
that
did.
Sixth out.
And then the usher told her the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then we're going to bring this back tomorrow as a topic. I forgot about this. We had so much stuff to get to today, you guys, that I forgot about one of my favorite stories. Good, not good. An HOA reached out to the USDA and said, look, we have a problem with geese. Can you help us? And the reason they reached out to the USDA is you can't just go relocating geese, right? We talked about this earlier. I've got a mama bird that has decided to lay eggs in our screened-in patio area.
You can't relocate geese. You can't disturb
you can't
them in
them.
Any way.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. We have to live with wildlife in a happy way. So this HOA said, look, we've had it. They poop all over everything. Some of them are aggressive. They reached out to the USDA and said, can you help us? The way they decided to do this is ruffling feathers, pun intended.
Really?
According to the board of directors, the USDA wildlife biologist told the HOA it was the single largest cull they had ever participated in, and they were, quote, shocked that residents had been living with that number of geese for so long. While the board first tried non-lethal options, dogs, some of the birds got avian flu. They tried like all the scare tactics that you can legally use. Death threats have been made over this decision because they came out and killed the USDA wildlife biologists, 550 geese in one neighborhood. Board members say they have been bombarded with death threats, some sent directly to their emails, social media accounts, or homes. They've also been doxxed. Their home addresses have been posted online. I don't know what the answer is here, but 550 geese in a small neighborhood, most of them having avian flu.
Right.
The USDA agreed something needed to happen. Is there not a better way? Can you ship them somewhere?
Send them south?
We're gonna.
I don't know. That's tough. And the fact that we should never be doxing people, though. Let's go ahead and set the perimeter there that we shouldn't be doxing people.
Can you imagine these poor people that are on the HOA board? Like, first, they've got birds dying because the avian flu's there. There's poop everywhere.
Oh, I don't feel bad for the avian. No, I don't feel bad for the HOA people.
Well, but Sam, they didn't sign up to be doxxed. Because
they signed up to kill geese.
They reached out to the USDA, and the USDA said, damn, we have never seen a problem this big. Yeah. We'll take care of it. 913-586-7798. We will wrap up the show on Dana and Parks here on KMBZ. Straight ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.